Agutavach, we're going to skip to Simen Reish Samach Vav. Hashem, we hope to do the Simen tonight. Reish Samach Vav talks about the Chiva Shabbos Aveda to Goyim, to people who are Mechaloi Shabbos, Mumorim, Mumalahakas, Mumalah, the Tayovan, and also some Zaitika Halachas as well. That's the title of the Simen, Din Avedas Oivrei Avera. It's really about Mistayef as well. All right, let's start. The Machabi says, Avedas Ha'akum Muteres. Grado the. That's our Gersa, but really the real Gersa of the Machabi was Avedas Ha'goy Muteres. Avdavkan Akum Avide Avedas Zoro. Even a Goy, Avedas Ha'goy Muteres. Shenema, because there's a Pasek, Avedas Achicha. Because it says in a Pasek, Avedas Achicha. And we dash and dafka veda zechicha, and not to somebody who's not a chicha. Fine. And this halacha that it's mutter is not only it's mutter that you're allowed to ignore the aveda. There's no luisucha lasalim, but even if it already got into you, and of course no mitzvah shav. It's a meet them both. But not only before even got to him, but this ma points out really a gemara that not only are you not mechuyiv. Even if it already came into your hands, you're allowed to keep it because we learn from this pasuk. Even if it already got into your hands, matzasa, you already got it. Still, it's matzav. I feel like come across dafka b'avedas zechicha. That's the mechaber. Avedas haka muteres. Not only don't you have the chiv hashava, but muteres even allowed to keep it. Shenema avedas zechicha. Good. Vamachzira, and anyone who gives it back, hareze oiver avera. Someone who chulila gives back an aveda is oiver avera.
Of a guy,
correct? Someone gives back an aveda of a guy hareze oiver avera. Mepnei shumaxik yedei oiver avera. Because you mean maxik yedei oiver avera. That's the Rambam Shita, that you're not allowed to give back an Aveda because you're maxic your day over Avera. Rashi, on the other hand.
So, Akum is considered part of the Avera Aveda.
Right. A Stam Goy is considered an Avera Avera. And therefore, you're not allowed, not only don't you have the Chiyuvi Atayr to give it back, not only is it Mutal Pitayr to keep it, but it's even Asa to give it back, because if you do give it back, Chulila, you're being maxic your day over Avera. Lav Dafka. Actually, even if he wouldn't be pashas, now you're touching. Very, very good. Very good. 1 second, we'll get to it. But hold on, just give me a few. Now, Rashi Grado points out, if you look in Sivkot and Beis, Rashi has a different pshat. This Ma says from Rashi, Rashi calls of Tamache, the reason why you now let it return it, Mepnei Shemara Bezeh, Shein Mitzvahs Hashava, Chashuva Olav, L'mitzvahs Boiroi. It shows that you don't really care about the mitzvah Hashavah Zavedah, Shere Yeshiva Gam Lakam Sheinu Mitzvah Oleh. Rashi says, the man Sveis HaRava, that's where it's learned out from, the Gemara says, is that if I'm going to go be Maxin Avedah to a Goy, even if I'm not Mitzvah, it's a Raya, it shows the whole thing that I don't really care about the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Torah. Because the Torah says to turn to Yid and not to a Goy. Now that's also, but I don't have to. So if I go ahead and turn to Goy, it shows that I'm not returning because I'm supposed to be returning. I'm not returning because I'm supposed to be returning Avedas or God's Rock. I'm returning because I feel it's a good thing. It's a socially ethical thing to do. It's morally correct to do. So I'm showing I don't really care about the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Torah. And even when I, let's say, now return to a Yid, it's not because the Torah says so. I'm returning because I think it's a good and nice, honorable thing to do. So therefore, that's why it's an Aveda to do. You're being mashve the Goy to a Yid and showing you don't really care about the Mitzvah's Boyrei. It's a different time than a Mechamed. The Mechamed says because of Maxi Dei Avera, and whereas Rashi says it's because of this new inyan of being mashveh, the mitzvah, so to speak, to the goy, to the yid, that the goy is equal to the yid. All right. I think let's stop here before continuing the machab. There's a lot of raid here. Eidel Mary touched on some stuff. When it says over here, Avedas Hagoy is muteres, that you're allowed to keep it, what does that mean? What does it mean that you're allowed to keep this Avedas? So really, it's Machlokes Achrayim. There's a Bach in Yoredei and Simen Kuf Mem Vav, and the Bach says very similar in Arachayim, Tov Kuf Pei Vav as well, that when it says it's muteres, it just means muteres, that you're allowed to use it. You're allowed to be mishtamish with it. But you want to know who it belongs to, it still belongs to the guy. his chus was never poka. The bailus of it, it's still his item. He still owns the item. Just, hey, it's an aved. I'm not mutzuv to return it. Memela, I'm allowed to use it. I'm allowed to hold on to it and use it. That's the loshem muteres. But not that I was actually zoich in it. Unless, oktabach, the guy was miyayish. If the guy was miyayish, and it's loigar from every avedis Yisrael when a guy is miyayish, sorry, then when the bailim is miyayish, I'm allowed to keep it. So too, when the guy is miyayish, I'm also allowed to keep it. Fine. But with that, without yush, I'm only allowed to use it, but I'm not allowed to own it, so to speak. I'm not allowed. I don't really own it. I mean, if I have to be Kaddish and Nisha, I wouldn't be able to have to be Yaitz my mitzvahs, Lachem of Esrig. It will be an Esrig. I won't be Yaitz. It's not mine. It still belongs to the guy. Chametz is different because chametz has Allah luck, even if you don't own it, but if you have a chrayis or if it's your shtamshes, I don't know, this could be made. All right, whatever. We could talk about it. But
no, I'm saying if it'll be a guy saying you're going to return, then the guy also might get upset, though.
Well, we're going to get to going getting upset later on about Chilul Hashem, Kiddush Hashem. I just want to understand what does it mean muteris. So the back sheet is you do not own it; you just have a right to use it. Now, there's a bir halach in Tavkuf Pei Vav in Arachayim. The bir halach in Siv Gimel touches up the Bach over there in Arachayim. He argues the Maimon Mordechai. Maimon Mordechai touches up the Bach like I just told you, and the bir halach says no, it's not true. The Bach means that you do own it. The Bach only was talking about Gzeila, Babei Aveda, whatever, something else, Babei Aveda, the Bach is Moida, the Ravada, the Moitze owns it. I don't have to do it to be Alacha. Maybe you could say that in the Bach in Erechaim. The Bach in your day is Mefurish, not like that. The Bach in your day is, like I said before, in Kuf Mevav, says Mefurish, you do not own it, and it just you have a right to use it. So it's Tikkun Shvera, be Alacha. Sorry?
Where's
the Tavkuf Peivav. Rishana, Shaifa, Bittel, Avedizara, whatever, it's Zaitik and Yonim. Fine. Now, like the Bach's lambda, let's just play along with the Bach for the meantime. Bach, you're going to see is a Shitas Yochid, but let's play along with it. The Bach holds, but once the guy is Miyayish, it's just like a Yid would be Miyayish, and now Avada, you own it. So I want to Taina, the Chayra, we know that when you find an Aveda Sisra before Yish, it's Yisra Siliyadei, and if the Bailam later on are Miyayish, it's too late. Sorry, you cannot keep it. You got to still give it back because it's Yisra Siliyadei. The Aveda had a Chiva Shava, and the Yish is not Chal, it's like the Ramban's Prat. Because it blives like Yish Bashus, because Ham Hishoima, so it's like it's really in his house when he's being Miyayish, or Taitz, because already the Chiva Shava was already Chal. So I want to tell you that's all very nice if the Aveda belonged to a Yid. But if the Aveda belonged to a Goy, even like the Bach, Zich, I don't have any Chiva Shava. So I can't have Yisura Salayade. So I want to tell you that like the Bach, once the Goy eventually will be Miyayish, even after I found it, then I'll take on it. It's just Kozman is not Miyayish, I don't own it. But once it's Miyayish, Tabak says once you're Miyayish, I'm allowed to keep it, just like by Yitzaveda. But I hold it's even better than a Yitzaveda. Here, even if I already picked it up, once the guy is Miyayish, I'm allowed to keep it. And I found like that, it's a Divrei Mishpat in Reish Nun Tes, Sif Katan Beis, the Divrei Mishpat spells it out clearly. He's going with the Bach that it doesn't pass the Surah Saliyadeh, and once the guy's Miyash later on, you can keep it. But truth be told, if you look in the Bach over there in your idea, it's not mashma like that. The Bach's mashma Dafka, he says it twice, Dafka, that I picked it up after the guy was already Miyash. Nobody wants. I can pick it up before he's Miyash. As long as Miyash at the end, it's good enough because there's no Surah Saliyadeh. Okay. A maimon musk in the Bach. But that's the Bach Shita that I do not own. However, Roy Vachreinim, Raya after Raya, Achren after Achren, Gedela Achreinim all argue with the Bach and say, Avada, once I pick it up, I am zoich in it, even without Yish. It's muteris means it's mine. I give you kaddish and isha b'yaitzel mitalad minim. It's mine. It's mamish mine. All right. But even in that shita, even in the shita, these achreidim of all that it's mamish mine, still they have a machloikis. At what point does the bailus of the goy kick out? Well, at one point does it leave? It's a pshat. The second the goy loses the item, it's already hefka. And now kala kaidim zaycha. Or is it pshat, and the shut rim, the chadushi rim, he has chuvis, and Evan Ezra Tezayin sounds like that, that the second the goy lost the item, it's already hefka. Or do we say, no, that Avada, once a goy lost the item, it's still not hefka, he still owns it, just it's somewhere in the street. It's just, I have a schus, I'm allowed to pick up the item, and once I pick it up, that's how I'm coin it. Because when I don't pick it up, it still belongs to the goy. But once I pick it up, then paka the bailus of the goy. That's how the Mimosha, sorry? Yeah, l'chayre, if there would be no parsha hashavas aved in the Torah, I'm not sure. I'll collect the shayla. From the chayim, it seems they I'm butchering about this. And they want to say maybe it's tolling the shalataka. Right. They have other cheshbon as the chiva shava brings it back. I don't know, they have a zutu shoyam type of svaris here, why it maybe turns into afka. But look, yeah, nechanami. I know you said it's by a guy who was never in his chadash to parsha, so maybe he leads hefka right away. Maybe.
By
maybe.
Yid, there should be no parsha, right? There's no parsha of Yish. I mean,
if there would never be a parsha of Hashav as Aveido, then.
Without Yish, it belongs to him.
I don't know. Maybe if there's no parsha of Aveido, you know, you find his keepers, lose his weepers. The second guy lost it, it's over. He doesn't have any more, so he has no shlita on it, so he lost the item. Yesh lo adam b'zeh. You must have it right.
After this, the
parashah is mechadash. Right, the parashah is mechadash that you don't.
You see, that you need yish in order to be kind.
Correct. By a yid. But by a goy, that's a shasa. The Chuvah Zerim says it happens right away. But the Remoshon Lamed Zayin Tezayin and the Chuvah Zecha Yitzchak and Ayin Ches Gimel say that no, it only happens once you pick it up. Because when you pick up, still belongs to like, what's a nafkamina? Zak te Zecha Yitzchak, Pasha nafkamina. Could a goy pick up another goy's aveda? If you tell me right away he lost its hefka like the chedushirim, say a chenami, then even another guy could take it. It's already hefka. But if you learn that beretz mitzvah, just a schus that Yisrael has a right to keep a guy's item, so another guy doesn't have that extra schus. So mele, a guy would not be allowed to pick up another guy's item. He would take a bimuchiv to give it back or whatever, also to keep it.
There may be a rule that by the guy that the finders keeps it.
I'm not sure. Granted, in dina machus dina by law, if it's over a certain amount, $10, I forgot what the amount is. You have a chiv hashava. You have to not a chiv to the bayan. You have to report it to the police station within 10 days. There are a bunch of rules of how it goes. And every Medina is different. Eretz Yisrael, they're machers it for 3 months, I think, and then if no one picks it up, then it goes back to the finder. Every Medina has different rules. Okay, but that's a Maimon Muskan. Now, what would be another Shaila? What would be if a Goy loses an item, and then he's Megaya, now he's a Yid, you didn't find it yet, and now you found it. By the time you found it, he was already a Yid. Mahadin. So the Achreinim all say, Kanshanela, so all his assets become Hefka? No, now we don't say. Kanshanela, Lagavi Yuxin, yeah, Lagavi, Shalu, Lagavi, Oda, Halakas, Nidus, whatever, the other. Right, so you don't have, you're right, 100% right. You won't have the Issa to give it back because he's no longer an Ever Avera, so you won't have the thing. The question is, do you have a Chiv? Is it Nismayed from the Chicha or not? I'm saying right now, that's Haguf Anodonin. Does the Mit Akro of a Chicha pass Bechai Gavna? Since by the time you found it, he's already a Yid. So most Achronim, and the Avinoza says this in Perkid Aleph Halacha Beis, but a lot of Chadushim Mei Simchun, Bamitzich of Zayin Amral, Tishai Yosh and Shadal Perches, but there's a lot. A lot of Achronim, they say it in different Nuschoyes. There's a whole slew of them, but they all say that you see a concept by Shavis Aveda, Binyan, let's say Shavar Pruta, but other Inyanim, that everything goes Beshas de Aveda. So Beshas de Aveda, at the time he lost, that if he was a guy, and at that point it was nismayed from the pasha of Achicha, then the fact that he became a yid later on doesn't make a difference. He's nismayed from the pasha, and mele, I don't have a chiv. Sorry? That's the shayla. That's what I'm going to get to. Not so partial. Because he says like this. He says that if you found it, if he lost it when he was a goy, and you found it when he was already a yid, he says that it was nismayed from the parish of Achicha, because it goes basa the shas the aveda. All the mute akro goes basa shas aveda, and at that time he was an Achicha. But he says, even though that you were nismayed, it's still an issa gezel. So he only has a halfway. Evan Nazar holds, Rizal Zama holds, that was an ismite from the Pasha, so no chiyuve hashava, but you're now allowed to keep it because you have an isagezo, because it still belongs to him, and memelo, it's a Yiddish item now, so what right do you have to keep this item? So you're a gazan if you're going to keep it. You don't have a chiyuve hashava, you don't have lo sucha lesalim, you don't have anything, you don't have a chiyuve shmir, I guess, even if you pick it up, but you're now allowed to use it, you're now allowed to keep it because you'll be a gazan. So I want to show you that Rav Yitzchak Zalman holds not like the Chedushim, because had he held like the Chedushim that becomes Hefka right away, then what's he saying that now that he was Nisgayer, it's now let it keep because of Nisagezah? What do you mean? It's already Hefka. The second he lost it, it's Hefka. He went like the other Achreinim. that when a guy loses something, it doesn't become hefka right away. It only becomes hefka when you pick it up. And since by the time you picked up, he already was megaya, memelu, you're now allowed to keep it. Just you don't have any chiyuvim. It was an ismite from the pasha. You don't have any chiyuvim, but you're still now allowed to keep it. And like you pointed out, Avad, you're allowed to give it back because you don't have the zis of being maxik yedei aveira. L'chayin not. No, because it's ismite from the pasha. So you don't have a mitzvah shavas aveira. Now, what would be if the person lost it and you found it already and then he was Megayer? So if you go, Pasha Pshah is a value, it's already mine. But if you held like the Bach, that it never becomes mine, unless the guy is Miyayish, but even by a Goy, it's only a Schusish Tamshis. So I have this Schusish Tamshis while he was a Goy. Now that he's Megay, even after I found it, oh, and now I can't use it anymore because now it's a Yiddish item. So now I would have to give it back, or whatever. At least I don't have a Chivin to give back, but I'm now allowed to use it anymore because at that point it already be a Segzela. If you held like the back. But like I said, Roy Vachrenim hold not like the back, the Ravada becomes yours. All right. Let's look at Bergolas. You want to point out what type of Goyim are we talking about, or if they have a Dezara or not. So if you look in the Bera Goylas, if cotton bays, he says like this. He brings down Rashi's pshat. Upirish Rashi, shom shemara ba'atzmei shashavas aveda ena chashuva loy mitzvahs boiroi. Why? She'af lakim hu oisekein shulon nitzdava aleim. However, zok the Bera Goylas, umimasha kosav haramba matam mepnei shu maksik yidei ivrei aveira nirla ani is daiti that there's an issa to give it back. Elo ba'akum oivdei kechavim. V'loi ba'akum shebezman hazeh shemoidim bebari oilem v'nimuseim la'akzer aveda. Blitz chiddush. That this whole halacha that the Rambam holds that the issa is because of maksik yidei ivrei aveira. That's only if they're taka ivrei aveira, they have worship geshkes. But bismanenu, that our goyim don't worship geshkes, then you don't have the issa to give it back. It's mashman in the Baragola that if you held like Rashi, Avada, you still have the issa because you're being mashve a goy to a yid to mitzvahs boirei when there's no chiva shavam. But the Rambam's shot that the issa is only because maksik yidei aveira, that you won't have because he's not an ivrei aveira.
Who says they're not tayvei? If they don't believe in
Gatchkas,
if they believe in the
Yaisel,
that's
it. Oh, if they believe in Yaisel. So Teshaila, believing in Yaisel Trinity, the way it works, what Dinam does have, it's not for now, but it's a child amongst the Paiskan, but that's considered even the Avodah Zarah now. But I want to point out, even like the Bera Goyle, he's only saying why you're allowed to give it back. You know, I'm being maxed like a day of Avera. But Avada, you want to know if you have a chiv to give back, Avada not, because he's in smite from the parish of a chicha. Even a goy who's not an Avera is still not a chicha. So Avada, the chiyuvea parish you don't have. But you won't have this issa called maxed day of Avera. Now, Lomai says the Bergol at the end says a loshin because he's moed bebayir elam, and also nimuseim lag zaveda. By law, they return avedas. I know what he wants. Avice is what? Sorry, mitzad yish. So this way, the person wasn't miyayish. But it doesn't make a difference if the person was miyayish or not, unless you go like the back. Otherwise, it doesn't make a difference because you're allowed. Like I said, you don't have any avada. You're allowed to keep an avada to yours. You don't have the issa to give it back. Vada, you're not going to have a chiyuvim, he's not a chicha. So what did he need? The Musaim lags the Aveda. Who cares if they do give it back or they don't give it back? Even if they wouldn't give it, it doesn't make any sense. I zikha don't have a chiyuv, and the Rishus I have Saivi. What does he want?
And there's no yish.
But even without yish, I zikha don't have any chiyuv to give it back because he's not a chicha. So he's inspired from the Barsha. So you have to know what he wanted at the end. But anyway, the Yofel Lalev asked on the Bera Goylo that there's a Mufusha Sefer Chasidim and Shinun Ches that says it's only by a goy who zores and he keeps Zayim Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, then you could give back the Avedo, Meshivin Avedosai. But if he doesn't keep Zayim Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, the fact that he's just not over the Avedah Zara, that's not going to make a difference and you don't give back those Avedas. And it sounds like that the Sefer Chasidim was going with the Rambam, not like Rashi. Choyro. Because if you learn like Rashi, since by a Ger Toshev, a person keeps saying Mitzvah B'nai Noyak, you also don't have a Chiv to give back. So if you will give it back, you should still have the problem of Leman Sfei Sarabes Atzmei. You're being Mashveh. Okay, not a goy, being mashva, a good goy, a goy ger toishev, who cares? Being mashva, someone who you don't have a chiv to be mesha aveda, to a yid who you have a chiv. So you're showing that you don't care about mitzvahs boireh. So l'chayol, Rashi should come out that you're not allowed to give back even a ger toshiv's aveda. When if in the fact that the Sefer Ksivim says you are, but he says he's going like the Rambam Pshat, that it's only maksak yedei over avera, and that Yoy's here, he's not over avera because he keeps zayin mitzvah b'nei noach. He's a good guy. He keeps what he's supposed to keep. So merely you're allowed to give it back. But anything short of that, if he doesn't keep zayin mitzvahs, even if he's not over avera, avada, you're now allowed to give him back. Now, you can get out of it, because there's Sefer Chassidim was going with Rashi. Because I want to know in Rashi, let's say it's fundamental. What does Rashi mean, you're being masha? What happens if, we saw so many times already, Zutu Shayam, it's Hefka, you're allowed to keep it. After years, you're allowed to keep it. Yet the Rama says, Lefnim Rishu Sedin, you're supposed to give it back. Or let's say a case, Zokim Venu Lefi Chvoidai. So there the Mechaber says, Avada, you have a Ptur, it's a Ptur in the Torah, but nevertheless, if you'd like to, it's a good thing, the Mechaber says, it's a good thing to give back, even Zerukhan Ben Al-Vikvod, you're supposed to be Machmeh and give things back, Lefnum Mishur Zedin. So the Shaila, how you allowed to be Machmeh, Lefnum Mishur Zedin? Faket, you're showing you don't care about the Mitzvah's Bari, you're showing that you're going to return an Aveda, even when the Torah said, you don't have to return the Aveda. So L'chayra, you should have the same Issa, L'man Svei Sarabes Atzmeah, who cares you're returning to a Yid, but you're returning it when you're not Mechuyiv to return it. For a simple shayla, elamai, you have to say is that when those times I'm returning it, I'm not mechuyev to return it. I'm not trying to be mashve mitzvahs bari. What I'm doing is I understand that a yid is far to yid, and I have a mitzvah lachya, you say, and there's a mitzvah of chesed. So I'm trying to do chesed with the person. I'm not doing a punk because I feel that it's a chiv deraisa to return his aveda. But by a goy that you have no mitzvah lachya, you say, there's no inyan. So then what are you doing it for? Oh, because you think it's socially correct to do. So then you don't care about the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Torah. You return avedas at will. You don't really care because we either have mitzvahs or not. So by a guy with no mitzvah lachya, you say, then you have a problem. So by a ger toish, the mafusha pasuk that even ger toish, if you have a mitzvah lachya, you say. So it could be that Rashi would be moided that by a ger toish, if you could return his aveda. Because there, I'm not returning it because I want to be mashre him to a yid. I'm returning it because I want to do a chesed, mitzvah lachya. I have a mitzvah to be mechaya him, to help him out, to be mefarnes him. So I'm going to return his aveda. Just like by a yid, I'm allowed to return aveda, even by makam not lechuyev, lefne mishas, and then could be allowed to return a ger toish's aveda also. Also, so to speak, like a lefnimishu zedin, like a mitzvah lachyaisi al tzchesed, I'm allowed to return as a veda. The melon, you could say, Zekusim is really going like Rashi, and then you would have to know that maybe the Rama would yeshtim with the beragoyla. All right, but that's what he says. Lamaisa is, Lani is the idea. I believe that the beragoyla only wrote this for the Senza. Kiyadua, the beragoyla had issues with Nebuch. I think his kid was killed in Tachvatat. I remember, he had his own chesh pogroms, he had his own problems with the Goyim. I my feeling is that I believe that he only wrote this for the Senza. And not only that, if you want to take it, there's a Miri in Bava Kama, Kuf Yud Gimel Aleph, and the Miri says a similar thing about Matzich of Zayinam and Aleph, and the Torah Tamima, by the way, you do, the Miri had fright from fear from the censors. He says a lot of things in Bava Kama all over the place, covering himself in the Aruch HaShulchan and the Torah Tamima. So you look at the Torah Tamima in Kiseti over here in the Pasha, Prechav Beis Pasa Gimel. Also, they both Neman, this time the same thing, that if a guy is not a Oivri Avaydazari, you even have a Chiv to give it back. That's what they write. Now that's for sure wrong. That's not a name of Shaila. That's 100% wrong. It's Fucha Pasik to say the Chicha, not a guy. So what are they doing? Obviously, they wrote it for the Senza. So it's not hard to suggest then that the Beragoyla was doing the exact same thing.
You may have a fear in order not to incite the Goy.
Okay, that's later on, but that's not their saying. They're saying, Me'ikah dun, you have a chiv to return. That can't be. The mitzvah of a chich is mayit, a Goy, even if he's a good guy. What? According to Rashi, there's also no chiv. No matter what, they can't be a chiv. It's a full shapazit. Right, according to Rashi, the Beragoyla is moida that you're not supposed to be giving it back because of L'man Svei Sarava. No, the way he wrote it, you see what he wrote, Rashi, then he wrote, Ramam Lefizeh. So I'm just being medayek, but he's writing it that you should walk away thinking that you have it. And L'maisa the Beis Yosef, often not over here, we rather don't have it in our Beis Yosef, but in the old Beis Yosef, in the new Torah, they put it back in. The censors obviously took it out. When the Torah starts a simen, Avedis Akum, Avedis Oivdei Avedizaris Muteris, so the Beis Yosef, Lav Davka Oivdei Avedizaris, Adava Poshet, any guy's Aveda is Muteris. And the only reason why the Tur wrote of the Avodah Zarah is because the Tur was afraid of the Malchus, that they were going to be Malshin on him, because people were trying to be Mavish Ruach Yisrael and said that we don't care about Goyim, so they have to cover himself. He wrote of the Avodah Zarah. That's what the Beis Yosef wrote shot in the Tur over here, which the census took out. You won't find it in our Beis Yosef. But anyway, I think it's... The what? We'll get into Dakei Shalom's issue, but Lach Yaisai, you don't have a Chiv Lach Yaisai, and like the Rambam, you should have an Issa of Maxik Deaver, Gadad Hamas V'Alocha of Lemalim V'Lemaridin, Membele and Echanami. You're not supposed to, you're not allowed to save them. You take it now loud. Again, except to the Dakei Shalom issue that overrides it, and you're supposed to save them. But without Dakei Shalom and Echanami, it's also to save a guy. And Echanami. Same thing, you're doing Maxik, it could be Leisachonim, you have to know which Issa goes under, but in Echanami, it's going to be a problem. All right, fine. Shadosh state, good. So at the end of the day, Avad is every guy, and it's Pashas, we pass, and it's Muteris, and it belongs to you. Fine, let's continue. Oh, we're going to get to it. It's a base, yeah. I'm going to get to about now. Continues the Mechaber. However, v'mechzira l'kadesh es Hashem. If you're doing it to make a kiddush Hashem, kidei shifaru es Yisrael v'yedu shem ba'alei amuna. You're doing it to be mekadesh Hashem, that they should know the Yiddish folk is a ba'alei amuna, they trustworthy people. Harei ze meshubuch. It's a good thing to do. Of a mokum shiyesh chilul Hashem. If it's actually going to be a chilul Hashem, then aveidasa asur. It's not just a good thing to do. It's actually also you're not allowed to keep it. V'chayv lagzir, and you have to give it back.
I'm asking on the other way. If you would return it, the guy would be very mad at you. You might as well, maybe you took it and you just screwed it.
No, then you're not going to make a kiddush Hashem, then you should not return it.
Well, because sometimes a lot of times goyim will do that sometimes.
Yeah, so in a Konami. So if that's the case, then you shouldn't be giving it back. All right. So now the lashon of the mechaber is kidei sheyifaru es Yisrael. V'yedu sheheim ba'al le'yamuna. Talk to Mashal, the Yamshe Shleim in Bava Kama Perek Yud Simchov, and quote his Lashon. He says, "In mekzira kadei lekadesh Hashem, that's harezem meshubach. But v'rachmano liba boi imdaitoy lekach. Avol imdaitoy bavush yashbichu oisai. You want the guy to favor you. You want the guy to be meshabeach you. Oh, you're such a trustworthy guy. Not." Klai Yisrael is trustworthy, but you're trustworthy. Who knows, he might send you a deal tomorrow, whatever it is. V'loi bavu amunis Yisrael, it's also. Mashal says it's also. It's only muta if you're doing it kidei sheyashbichu es Yisrael v'yeidu sheim balei amun harezem v'shabach. Now the Mashal l'chayr is a pelo, mamish a pelo, because this Issa could be loy gara from the Issa loy seichonim. I'm not going to give a guy matana also, it's a daraisa, loy seichonim. And yet if I have a benefit by giving the guy, if I want to give my shiksa leftover shalak manis, I can give it to her, because she'll feel grateful to me that I'm giving her that stuff, and then she'll be more diligent and work harder, more responsible, she'll see that I'm trying to be native to her. So if I'm doing it for any cheshbin, benefit that I'll have, indirect benefit, it's muta. So madocha outright matana, takes care of leisei chonim. You don't have this new issa of maxik kadei over avera. So how could you say over here you're going to have an issa if you're doing kadei sheshbiko oisoi? I know it's not spitz kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is avada, not sheshbiko oisoi. It has to be sheyashbiko as umas Yisrael. I understand. But how could it be also of be maxik kadei avera? Every leisei chonim we see it's muta like that. So the luchar de mashal is a shtickle of a pella. Not only that, let's say you go in Rashi's pshat. Rashi's pshat is that you're doing it kidei lahashris the goy to a yid. So lechay let Rashi also, it's all tolin your kavana. If I do it for a different kavana, let's say I want to do lekadesh shem shemayim. Would Rashi hold its mother? The Raman said it. What Rashi hold? Lechay also. I'm doing lekadesh shem shemayim. I'm not doing it kidei lahashris the goy to a yid to show that I want to be meisha aveda do goy. I'm doing it lekadesh shem shemayim. So even like Rashi should be mutter because I have a different cheshbin. It's a different kavana. Right? So then it could be any kavana, any time I want to return something to a goy and I have a cheshbin why I want to do it, l'chay should come out like Rashi, it should be muta, because I'm not doing a l'man tzvoy sarav esatoni, I'm not doing a l'hashvitz to go to yid, I'm doing it because I want to derive benefit from it. So l'chay should be muta. And that's, mavu like that, a truvus elef l'chay shleim, a shleim b'klug, and l'chay shemishba simin yitches, that's a truvus ma'asham, a chelek hei, Simon Mamal, Divri Amask of Omnam Boguv, there's a Chazanish, there's Erech Shai, of an ancient Pei Ches. There are a few places, Vechena Vechena, that if I have a different Cheshvan while I'm, why I'm doing it, then Avadat Leirashi, it should be Mutter as well. The Chayat which come out, so, I mean, I have to put the mashal on hold here. I don't know what to do with the mashal. But at least, l'chayr, like the Rambam, Rashi, come out if you have any chedron, should be mota. The pella is, and I'll be honest, I don't have an eitzah for this, but the pella is that the Gemara in Ksubis, Taftes Vavim Abez, at the end of the Perek, the Gemara is handling if you're not sure if a person's a Yid or a Goy, and if it's Rav Yisrael, Rav Goyim, if it's Mexal, Mexal. And Taisis Teich Dvarab, the Gemara says you need each case for another chiddush. When it's Rav Yisrael. And Taisi says a cheshon over there, what's the chiddush by Rav Yisrael that you have the lax aveda? So Taisi, Rabusa Tfei, more than just lach yisrael. Why? Because it is a godel who to be maxan aveda because of l'man sveis haraves atzmeya. It's an is a godel, and therefore it's a chiddush that even by Rav Yisrael, you're allowed to be toiler that this person is a yid. You found a tinnik. You don't know what it is, but it's Rav Yisrael. You're allowed to be toiler that this tinnik is a yid, and you're allowed to return him his aveda. And it's a chiddush, even though it's an issa god who called the man sveis haravim. The chayra, there's no issa there at all. Why am I returning it to this guy? I'm returning the guy because probably he's a yid. I'm not returning because I want to return to a guy. Even if it be mechsa, l'chay should be mota. Because why are you returning a guy? I'm returning him on the tzad that he's a yid. That's why I want to return his aveda. If he was a guy, I've never returned his aveda. But if it's a suffix, and maybe he's a yid, so I want to return him. Maybe I'll be mekayim mitzvah the rise of Asher's aveda. I want to be mated to a yid. I want to be lachis yid. So if everything's telling your kavana, l'chay there should never be an issa in the first place. Because I'm certainly doing it only on the cheshbon that he's a yid. So I don't know. What I'm telling you, I found afterwards that a Moshe in Chuvah Sigris Moshe in Yerdei Chelara Kofnun, he like bavarns it. I didn't get 100% what a Moshe was saying, but l'chayel from there would be a raya, not like what I'm saying, would be a raya that who cares about your kavana? If the Maisa Hashava shows, the Etzem Maisa Hashava shows that being mashre a goy to a yid, that would be an issa, even if your kavana for some zaitik or kashbin, and then you have to know if your kavana would be lekadosh etz Hashem, maybe like Rashi that should also be asa, because who cares about your chedron, but the etzem hashava shows that you're being mashva a guy to a yid. I don't know what to do. I really don't know. But at least if you're going to learn that everything's tali in your kavana, I want to just give a hagdara to the olam what that means tali in kavana, because it's very easy to say, oh, I'll be mashva to the guy, but my kavana is really lekadosh es Hashem. So I want to explain what that means. If you would find a goyish aveda and you want to know to return it because you're going to be Mekadosh as Hashem, I want to know, would you take that same Aveda and instead of returning it to its rightful owner, give it to a different guy to be Mekadosh as Hashem, that you've been mate of the guy, whatever. Let's say you could have an oifen that you're showing them that you're Balei Emuna by giving this Aveda to the wrong owner. Would you do that as well? If you wouldn't, then you're really showing that your Kavana is because you think it's ethically correct, and then it's also to return. It only be mutter if you mamish your kavana is ritzuya. The kavana is a kaddish Hashem. So the test would be, let's see, would you take that same thing and give it to someone else for the same gedder, for the same harvacha of a kiddush Shem Shemaim? If you would, fine. If you're not, then it shows it's ever zeh goyim, and then you better be careful because you might be even nisa al man sveis harava.
Like the
back,
he'll be mashal the other guy in Zela, which
is nisa for them. Like the back, I hear. Good. If you're taka worried about Imach, and that's the only reason I hear, fine, granted. But without that, we have a problem. Another shaila is that the Lashon HaMechaber says, the Mechzira, Likadish Es Hashem, the reason I'm returning it is Likadish Es Hashem. I want to be medayik, it's not a great dig, but it's not saying that I'm going to be zero and I will be mekadosh es Hashem. The question is what my kavanah is. If I'm doing it likadosh es Hashem, then it's already mutter. What happens if I'll return it and I don't know if it's going to make a kiddush Hashem? Yitachen it will, no guarantees in life. I don't know if it's going to make a kiddush Hashem. Am I allowed to return that item? So I want to tell him, from the Lashon HaMechaber, it sounds like that yes, I am. As long as my kavanah is lekadosh es Hashem, it should be muta. And especially if you go with the cheshbon of Rashi, If we're right that everything is telling what his kavan is, and he has an emes of kavan, he's doing it l'kadosh es Hashem, not l'hashris the guy with a yid, avada should be muta. However, the achrenim bring down from the tshuvas stei ha'aretz in chelak gimel chayshem mishpat yud that his lashon is dahino davke shebevada yefaru. You have to be mamish 100% sure that you're going to be mafar. Avo misafik. If it's only a suffix, you make a kiddush Hashem. Lo yagzir shelo yave al isa de lo yave l'masveis harav es atzmeya. If you only have a suffix in Kaddish as Hashem, they quote over the Seirah saying that it's also to return. And I don't think that's the exact mashmois, mechaben and lomdis, it doesn't sit right. If you look up the Seirah, which I did, he doesn't exactly say what the Achrenim say he says. He over there is worried about that if I'm going to return it, it's like sort of what he pointed out before, if I'm going to return it, sometimes I can make even a chilul Hashem. So Memeli says, if you're not sure if you're going to make a Kiddush Hashem, or you're not sure if you're going to make a Chilul Hashem, then he says, better not to return it.
How are you going to make a Chilul Hashem?
Because his these stupid Yidden, they return Avedis, they don't understand that you're supposed to, they're not Kolungan, they're not Shrew, they're not with, what is it?
Danarish.
They're like, they return Avedis. Well, who returns Avedis? Like, if they think that it's like from Minarusa, not from Emunosa of Klai Yisrael, but because of the Narishkeit, that's where they turn. So you can make him a Chilash Hashem. Well, let's say the Chesh that you stole it from him. Whatever it is. If you have a Tzad, you can make a Chilash Hashem and you're Mesupik. Which way? So Shev Al Tasa, if it's better not to do anything.
It's a Maisel with Sander. It's a Maisel with, there's two people by Sada. Remember, right? And later on, at the end, he said he wished he'd be friends with them. So it came out of
Kiddush Hashem. There are many Maisim and Chazal that you make a Kiddush Hashem to return an Aved, and that's where this halakha is coming from. But if you Masupik, they say this day art says that you shouldn't be doing it. I got to think they should. And it happens all the time. We go to stores, it doesn't have to be an Aved, we'll go to a store, and by accident they'll give you extra, or an extra item. You first come home and you find out about it. Now what are you supposed to do? So make it, then let's say it's an Aved Zakim, it's Toy Zakim, which has the same thing as Aved, provided, of course, you weren't mad to the guy. But it happened by themselves, you weren't looking for it, and became an Aved Zakam, so l'chari it should be muta. But if you can make a Kiddush Hashem, it's a good thing to do. How do you make a Kiddush Hashem? So if it's like over a credit card, you made a warehouse order, whatever, so how do you make a Kiddush Hashem? You can't, if you go into the store, so he sees you're dressed up like a Yid, you're clearly a Yid, but over the phone, so I always recommend that people do to introduce yourself, this is Rabbi Geller. On the line. So you don't have to, make a grub, I am a Jew and that's what I return. No, don't do that. Just say, this is Rabbi Geller, I have an extra thing, I would like to return it. So by introducing yourself as a rabbi, they clearly know that you're a Orthodox Jew, or maybe conservative, but they'll know that at least you're Jewish, and Mamela, you can be Mekadosh as Hashem by doing such a thing. All right, the Sefer Chasidim says that he knows that people who are Makadosh Shem Shemayim, and with that they were Zeichet to Aisha, and they were able to leave over large Yerushas to their kids when they returned Avedis to Akam, even B'makam, that they weren't Mokhiv to return. Fine. Sorry? By Toyis Akam, correct. Toyis Akam has the same thing as an Aveda. All right. Now, the Mechabe says Aloshin, what's the double lashon? Avedasa asura and chayiv lagzira. What's that extra chayiv lagzira? It's the Beis Ezer. Gets a mishnah. Seems to have been bothered by it. That's how the Achrenim touch up the Beis Ezer, and he says it means to tell you that even not only avedasa asura, if you got it, you're not allowed to keep it, but also chayiv lagzira, even if you didn't get it yet, you're mechuyev to pick it up and return it. You're mechuyev to make ashavas aveda to a guy. Where's the chilul Hashem? So if you look in the Smas of Cotton Gimel, he just quotes over the end of the Beis Ezer. Beis Ezer cause of Dino Shematzik B'mokim Shiroiv Yisrael. You found it in place of Roiv Yisrael. Most residents of the city are Yidin. The Akub Lo Yisbo Shenafu Mimenu Aveda. The guy won't know that he lost Aveda. Ela Yisrael Mamatzim Shom Kanvu Mimenu. He's going to think, the Yidin must have stolen it, because most people in the city are Yidin. If I don't have it, must be it was stolen from me. He'll find the scapegoat to blame. The Yidin stole it from me. And Mimelo, by you picking it up and returning it, you're showing, not like that, Faket, you're showing that he lost and you're even willing to give it back, but you're saving yourself from Mechila Hashem. Otherwise, you'll think some Yid must have stolen the Aveda from him. That's what the Sma quotes from the Beis Yosef. Like the Sma's interpretation of the Beis Yosef, it should come out that if the guy would know for sure that he lost it, so you do, he puts ads, he lost an Aveda, and you see it, you're not mechuyev to pick it up and give it back to the guy, because You don't have the chash that he thinks that he stole it from him, because you see that he knows that he lost it. However, if you look in the Beis Hayz and Kesef Mishnah, he mamish doesn't say this. He leaves out, first he leaves out this law in Akam Le'izvish Anofim in Aveda, and he just says, El Yisrael HaMamutzum Sham Ganvuhu. Doesn't say Ganvu Mimeno, Ganvu. And I think Pasha Pshan in the Beis Hayz, Lulli Demestabin of Nesma, is that he's going to know that he lost it, and he's going to think, who must have found it? Yidden. And they didn't bother to return it. It has my name, my address, my phone number. Yeah, a bunch of Yidden, they must have picked it up. They must have stolen it. So therefore, you should pick it up to save yourself from a chilal Hashem. He shouldn't think that it was stolen. But not stolen from him out of his rishus. Stolen, that is, that they walked off with it and they didn't bother to return it. And not only that, the Bera Goyla actually in Sivkot and Dalit even makes a hagah in the Beis Hayz and says that. He says, the Neil Linnaeus deity, Shetzer, Kolemish, Yisrael, Matzuhu. Not that they were ganvu. Matzu, the Yidden took it and didn't bother to return it. Mamela, you're going to have a problem. If the roiv ear is Shal Yisrael, you're going to have that chash. All right. Continues the Mechaba, Uvachol Mokum, and in all places, Machnisim Kleim Ke Klei Yisrael, Mepnei Dake Shalom. If they're Kleim, if their items, their utensils are in danger of being stolen. Let's say they put it somewhere to as a pekodin. Not left Africa by you, they put it in a soda that normally would have been a safe place. And now you know, you heard that the Cossacks are coming, you heard that Kleim are coming, bandits are coming, people are looting, the Kveis, it was a blackout, and they're just going to loot the city, the mafia, whatever it is, and Memelo, you're going to save his item from being stolen, then yes, Machnisim Kleim Kuklei Yisrael Mepnei Daki Shalom. That you're allowed to do because of Daki Shalom. Zok the massive cotton dollar, how you allowed to do this? So he says, they add im klei Yisrael, only if you're doing it together. Since you don't know, he doesn't know, and it's Naveda, he taka lost it, then you have an issi and now let return to Naveda, because as a shame Naveda, he lost it. He did it on purpose. He placed it there. He never entertained it's going to get lost. Just now we found out that Yid knows that Ganovim are going to come and they'll steal it from there. Then it's no shame aveda alav yet because it wasn't lost, which is a chiddush l'chayr right now that's vulnerable to be stolen. Yes, should be a shame aveda, but it's not yet the matzav of aved. I guess the goyim didn't enter to the city yet. It's not mamish or matzav of Ovid yet. Mutaloy lachniso lamakam amishtamim mepnei agavim mepnei darkei shalom. So the Sma is muttering. He wants to know how you're allowed to do this. It should be the same issa of returning a goy's item. It should be aveda. And he's mechadish. It's not an aveda. Aveda is only when he lost it. He never lost this item. He placed the kalim there. Ganovim are going to come into the city. Doesn't have a shame aveda yet. Now I'm allowed to return it. That's what comes out from the Sma. Chayru, what's a shtickle shver, is that if I'm doing him in the Daki Shalom, the whole list doesn't start. We kept on saying before, everything is liba boy. If I do Lekad Chayin Shemayim, there's no problem. There's no problem, Maxi Gedeh Ve'aver, there's no problem. So if I do him in the Daki Shalom, I have a good cheshen, I don't want it to be anti-Semites, I want it to be rise, I have a Kavana Ritzuya, I'm doing it for a purpose, so hey, that alone should take care of. So Lamazagan is a Shema Veda. But the reason why I'm allowed to return is Bnei Daki Shalom, because I'm doing it for a different purpose. I'm not doing it Lahashvis to go to a Yid or Lahatzik Deva Veda. I'm doing it for a good purpose for Klai Yisrael, Bnei Daki Shalom. So I don't know. I saw other Achina was about it. What's going on? It sounds like from the Sma also. We don't care about your Kavana. It's still a Nisa, and punct only Lakai Shem Shemaim is different. I just want to point out a geshmak hashayla. What would be if you found the aveda and the goy was already miyayish, and now you picked up the aveda, so now the aveda belongs to you? Are you allowed to give the aveda now back to a goy? So the achrayim want to tell you now that if the whole issa is, let's say, Rashi, lahashris to yid to a goy to a yid, Well, by Yid b'chei gavna, I don't have a chiv hashav zaveda because it's after Yish. I'm allowed to keep it. So if I would only giving it back, it'd be my own personal agenda. Why I want to give it back? Mitzalach yosei, whatever my personal chesed mission, I want to give it back. So you want to say obezoy, then it'll be mut even to give back a goy shaveda because you don't have the problem of lashes the goy to a yid. You're not being mashu the goy to a yid because even a yid doesn't have. You're not showing you being mazalzel and mitzvahs b'irei. No, because even by yid you won't have a mitzvahs b'irei b'chei gavna. And they let you. Shulchan Aruch says lefnim ishus adin. The Ramah says lefnim ishus adin, which I kind of might argue with. But yeah, the Ramah says lefnim.
Is a
koyfin? No, in that case, I don't think it should be a koyfin because it's a machloek. It's a ma'isa. But it's not mishum. Oh, that's a shal of nimshus of adin. It's a din in hashav zaved and lomdus. But they want to say me'mela. I'm allowed to give it back because I'm not being mashver the goy to a yid. Because the yid also. Who? What? Oh, so that's what you have to know. Maybe this Indian of Midas Chasidus or Lach Yosei, that would be also, if you all like the Ramam, that it's Maxik Dei Averer, look, you should still have Maxik Dei Averer. It's all going from giving him my own money, like Seichonim, I'll have, so good, so I won't have Maxik Dei Averer, however big it's called, like Seichonim. Why? Correct. It should, so it's even worse. Well, if I have a Zaytik Cheshvin, take the other Chesachonim, the we were bothered before, it should take care of this Issa as well. All right, let's move on. I'm trying to finish the Simon tonight. How could it be worse? I don't understand how it could be worse than Lo Seichonim.
I'm saying, so why would you be allowed to? Just because you have a personal benefits, you can be master.
But you see, by Lo Seichonim, you're allowed to. I'm allowed to even give him a straight out matana, so why can't I just return his aveda? Now, I'm not saying that I could hear what you're saying, but halacha we passing is going to be allowed to if you have a agenda, right? So what's going on? If you have a cheshvan, why are you doing it? So,
what's
lo seichonim? You're not allowed to give them chen, you're not allowed to give them matonis, you're not allowed to be native to them. Ben? Yeah. All right, let's try to chap around this simon here. Sif beis, chayiv la'achse avedis Yisrael, yimachuyiv to return avedis Yisrael, afilu hoye balo aveda rosho v'eichel nevelu l'teyoven. Even if he's a Rosha, you still have a Chiv to return his Aveda. It's important to note that in Yerideya, in Simon Reish and Aleph, the Mechab and Ramah, both Paskin, like the Rishonim, that you have no mitzvah lach yese. He's not a Chich in the sense that you have a mitzvah lach yese. You do not have a mitzvah lach yese, but Hashav is Aveda, Vaisais is different. The other Rishonim, Taisis holds, Taisan Vadazara holds, the going over there, Paskins like Taisis, that you do have a mitzvah lach yese by son who's a mumma l'teyoven. But the Mechaber Ramah Paskin that you don't have a mitzvah lach yese, nevertheless, Hashav is Aveda, you do have a chiv. Aval oichu nevela lahachis, if he does it lahachis, harehu apikuris mi Yisrael, v'apikursim, v'yibde avidis kochavim, v'yisrael mechal alei Shabbos v'vehesio, osa lahachzir lahem Aveda kakam. It's osa to give them back an Aveda. Someone who does it lahachis, you're now allowed to give back an Aveda. Now, what would be if he's trying to do a Lekadosh Es Hashem, like it says in Sif Aleph? A goy, I'm also now allowed to give back, but Lekadosh Es Hashem, I'm allowed to. Am I allowed to give back to an Apikoyres Lekadosh Es Hashem?
Says Ka'akum.
Says Ka'akum. Very nice dig, I hear. So the Hisayris Tshuva, in Chelik Bey, Simen Men Hey, says that this is Cholik from a goy. I hear you dig, but never, notwithstanding, he says, no, here, you're now allowed to give it back, even Lekadosh Es Hashem. Why? He says, because the Kadosh Es Hashem only passes when Yisrael is returning it to a goy, so the goy is going to say, oh, what a beautiful ummah, the Yiddish ummah, he's returning it. But this person is a Bamis a Yid, he's also part of the ummah. So what's he going to say? He's also part of the same ummah, he's
Oisvach. But he'll say that the Prome Yidin are.
Oh, that's what I want to know. Like, what did he want? L'chayra, he doesn't say that, but I hold like you. So he's going to say it. You see that the Prome Yidin, Shemei Torah, are Balei Emunah, and it's good to be a Shemei Torah. In fact, the Ikka Mitzah Darais of Kiddush Hashem was Bekerev Yisrael. Only B'tei Yisrael, you have to have Yud Yid in there. If you don't have the mitzvah, the rise of Kiddush Hashem. So I don't know what he wanted. He'll still say, that's one Svara he says. And then he says, another Svara, that even B'mokum Sheyesh Chilal Hashem, whereby a goy it's even Osa, you have to give it back, Chayiv L'Achzir, he says that by this person is not a problem. He's misopic. First he says, maybe it's mut, and then he says, no, it's not a problem. Because you won't make a chesham. You go over to the guy, and you say, I normally return avedas, but not to you, because the Torah said, I'm not supposed to return you an aveda, because you're a mumah. So there's no Chilal Hashem. What's a Chilal Hashem? I'm showing you that I am a Shem Yeterer Mitzvahs, and I'm showing you that I am Bale Amunah, but not for people who are Mechalei Shabbos, not for people who are Mumorim. So Meili says at the end of the day, here, Seifer, Kiddush Hashem, Seifer, Chilal Hashem, you should not return this guy's Aveda. But I got I'm more later with Adam Makar, that Avada, Lekadosh is Hashem, you can return it. Sorry?
You said
about
lahakas,
because
then he's not
lespo. The ones who are lahakas are not lespo, but when they see after a while and they see that the path they chose leads to one kid who goes on drugs and gets killed, and the Yiddish path leads to a normal family with a normal life, all of a sudden they change their philosophy. It means they don't. That's how it is. If they'll see you being mative and being shemir tari of mitzvahs, they'll be mushba. It's not a. Then he is daiti, but at least. All right, but I'm not arguing that it's true, but now Moshe pointed out that there's even a Losh Mechav HaKakam which would support this type of opinion. Mechav Shabbos Vehesed is Pashas even L'Teyavim because it's a Issa Mefursam, and they know that they're now let to do it, and Memela they shouldn't be doing it. Grader of Moshe and others say that Bezmanena, we don't have this Inyan of Mechav Shabbos Vehesed because they don't really chap the Chaymer HaIssa and the Memela, you don't have this. Pashas, you don't have this heta, so to speak. You know, it doesn't turn into a mumalachas because of it. Oh, the Shach in Yeredeya in Kuf Nun Aleph Sivkan Gimel is Mamsi, a middle geder. And that's really the geder that we have. What the people who are fry today, they're not late Tayovin, but they're klal. I got to know a couple of them, the people who are like on the brink, the traditionals, they're a shtickle late Tayovin. They try to do it, but if it's loinsuk to be Ayvavarius, to be Mechal Shabbos, they'll be Mechal Shabbos too, but they try. Okay. By and large, most of the people who are fried today are indifferent. They're not lahachas either. They're not, we bedavki eat crab or clam, we're going to go mamish chazer lahedya. They don't care. They're indifferent about it. They don't care about kosher food, non-kosher food. Everything's the same by them. They're indifferent. The Shach in Yeredei is mamzi, a new class called someone who's indifferent. He holds he's not a mumma lahachis, that it's also to help him out, but he's not a mumma l'teyavin, he's in the middle. That's what the Shach, Mamsi by himself is by Tanaran, but that's a Shach Shidza. Mamalashin? I don't know. All the Achreinim Neman that that's Mumma Lahachis. Because Mumma Lahachis means that if I have a choice, a kosher restaurant and a non kosher restaurant, I'll eat kosher. Just when there's no choice, then I'll eat treif, because it's Lahachis Oven. They always have a choice, and yet they're still going to treif restaurants. What are they doing for?
They shouldn't even be Lahachis Oven. They're. It's lack of knowledge also.
No, if that Tinnik Shanishba, I'm not talking about Tinnik Shanishba. No, Tinnik Shanishba, yeah. But let's say you have somebody who learned in elementary school, he's not a Tinnik Shanishba, he went off to Derek, he's just indifferent. He's not lahachis, doesn't care. He went through the Holocaust and he thinks that's ahead of him. And the Chulil, I'm not judging him, and I'm not in his place. But I saw him, that's already ahead of him. By the way, these people tell you that. I already did it a couple of times. You start finding out about it, you find out even before the Holocaust, they weren't from either. But now they have something to justify their chedron. But good, they don't care about it, they're indifferent. So I want to know, Loit the Shach, I didn't see anyone who bothered by it, but what would be Lagabi HaShavaz Aveda? Will he be Nisrab in the Pasha, just like Eichon Neveus L'Teyovim, which is normally not a Chicha Leit Machab in Ramov, they not Mutzav L'Chaisa with Nisrab of HaShavaz Aveda, will this person also be Nisrab or not? I think, without a Raya, that he's not Nisrab. It's only Mumbo L'Teyovim is Nisrab. This next dog, even though it's not as bad as Mumalakas, was not Nisrab. Merely you don't have a Chiv, but you won't have an Issa either, because you're allowed to save him. You're allowed to be Mechayim. The Shach holds, he's in the middle, that you don't have an Issa, and you don't have a Chiv. So here to Lechay, that's what it should come out, that you don't have an Issa, and you don't have a Chiv. The Shaila is, what would be, let's say, Lamashul...
Kiddush Hashem is much more than such people.
A Kiddush Hashem.
If somebody's lahakas or l'teyavim, they know something. If somebody's just indifferent, they talk, don't know anything.
Yeah, but they still see that you're a from person. They know that they're not from. They see that you're religious.
I'm saying, but for them, the effect of Kiddush Hashem has more...
Oh, has more of an effect.
Yes.
Oh, more of an effect. Yeah, okay, good. Fine. Shine, that, now what about Tinnik Shanishba? So Tinnik Shanishba, Lamais is a Chazanish in Yerdei, and Simen Beis Sivkon Chav Ches, Lagabi Lachyesai, and other things, Mumun, he has a bunch of things, Latzilo B'Shabbos, Lachalolo V'Sa Shabbos, he names on that a Tinnik Shanishba is Shava to a Yid, L'chol Dova. And that's the Mashmois of the Achreinim, the Hainte G'day, they say over whatever it's worth from Ramoish and Lahavdo from Ben Chaim L'Chaim, from Rabbi Yosha, that Tinnik Shanishba is a regular Shava Zaved, and you are Mokhiv, a regular dinner, a regular Yid, you're Mokhiv to give it back. And the Chazanish, Yidua, and Simen Aleph, and Yerdeya has his shita is that by and large, come on, everyone today is a tinnik shel nishma because they don't give proper musa and they don't know and they weren't trained and they weren't learned. And everyone come out as a tinnik shel nishma. However, the stipler said over that the chazanish is moida, that if they had an elementary school education, a Jewish education, and then they went off to derek, that's not a tinnik shel nishma. Because they learned enough to know the difference and they learned enough to choose and they were becharta, not bechaim. So memeila, they're no longer a tinnik shel nishma. All right, you have to know which type of day school we're talking about, but if they had some type of Jewish elementary education, that's fine. All right, let's try to chaperine still. Siv Gimel. Din hamud hanom mechaveir lina nagzar saveida nizbar betur yardeya simuresh chavalev. So if the Mechaber says to look there, especially since we're running out of time, go look there, we'll skip it. Dalit, chatul ra, if you have a bad cat, shemazik lekatanim, it hurts kids, ein tzorch lashivu labailim, you're not mechiv to give it back to the bailim, el kol ha-moitzei, anyone who finds it hargoy should kill it, v'zeiche b'oyer, and there's a lot of b'zeiche in its ar. If it's a bad cat, it's a wild animal, it's whatever, it's mazik people, then you're supposed to kill the item and you're allowed to keep the cat, you're allowed to keep its skin, and the cat's not worth much, but you're allowed to keep the skin, the ur is worth something, and that you're allowed to keep. Taisis Gadam Bavakama says it's talking about where the cat was not chained, is not on a leash, so therefore it's more mazik. It sounds like from Taisis that even if you killed it, or even if it died by itself, someone else is allowed to be zeich in the ar, whoever gets there first, from the Rama Mashma, not like that, but Pasha, that's the halacha, that you're allowed to kill it and you're allowed to keep it. But come on, and negate today, because we're talking about a vicious, ferocious cat. I'm not familiar with any such of...
People have wild dogs.
Dogs. So by dogs, it might be negate. Okay, you have to know. Fine, let's try to hop around one more sif. We have a few minutes left. Amalai Aviv. If your father tells you, "Al takzei asaveda harei zelo yishmaloi," it's in the siman of oyver aver, because I guess it means the father's oyver aver. If the father says, "Do not return this aveda harei zelo yishmaloi," you're not supposed to listen to him. You're supposed to return the aveda anyway. Why? Zok desma in sifkot and tez, but Rambam nizbayer. Da filu amulei aviv al takzei asaveda elalech vasei atzerik shasheli dava pleini. Not just dam. He's malicious. Don't return the Aveda. But I need you. I need you to help me out. I need you to build my sukkah. Don't return that Aveda. Help me out. I need help now. So you have a mitzvah kibbut av in front of you. Afilu hachi lo yishma lo aviv. You're not supposed to listen to your father. M'nei shekibbut av v'eim hu asei. V'ashavas Aveda yesh bo la v'asei. So it's more chashiv. V'ayinu tamim unami b'gemara. U'kadei shuloi teima. Another cheshbin. U'kadei shuloi teima. Kati mitzvah kibbut av adifa. D'hukshe kvoidei le kvoida makam. Therefore, Mishumachi Yava Brisa Oitam Acher Dixiv Ish Imay Vaviv Tirov Shabsayze Tishmerani Hashem Kukum Chayav Bechvedi. Even your father's Mechuyev. So if your father's Mechuyev in the Mitzvah Zatayra and you're Mechuyev, so then don't listen to your father. And the Rabbi Kita Mitzvah Zatayra of Ashavas Aved. So there's really two pshatim. One is because it's an Asay, and the Shazay is Asay of Elois Asay, and the other reason is because he's also Chayav Bechvedi. What's the Nafkamina Zokto? Divrei Mishpat Geshmak. He says, what would be if you have a Safek Aveda? You know, let's say you have a Safek belongs to a Yid. Well, his case was, you have a Safek, maybe the person was ready Miyayish. If he was ready Miyayish, you have no Chiyiv HaShavetz Aveda. Now, and your father says, help me out. You have a mitzvah, keep it out in front of you. What do? Keep it out, or do you return the Safek Aveda? So it will be only as the first Cheshmin of Asay against the Loisos of Asay. No, I would say, go be Mechabit your father. That's a Vadei Asay. And returning the Aveda is only a Safek. But if the Svar is, al kulchem chayavim bechvedi, so he says, even a Safek. If you have a Safek, you have Adam Mechiv, Svek Adarai Salachme, you Mechiv to give it back. So if your father says not to, he's going against the Torah of Svek Adarai Salachumra. Memelo, kulchem chayavim bechvedi, he's also chayavim bechvedi. So you don't listen to your father and return the Aveda, even if it's a Safek Aveda, that's enough to be Mevatel or Deicha, mitzvahs kibbut aveim. Interesting, it's not Poshit, the Arachainim who are Mesupik in this Ulam Mishpat, I think, by Tzarachin, but that's how Divrei Mishpat comes out. Even a Safek Aveda is supposed to return. No, if you could be Mekayim Shneim, and it's not vulnerable, it's going to get lost, and if Hamid Achreinim said, then maybe you should. Or let's say if it's Efshe Ayidei Acher, let's say someone else could do the Hashav Zaveda, and you could do the Kibbut Aveim, so it's a mitzvah of Efshe Lekayim Ayidei Acher, so maybe then you should do Kibbut Aveim, let someone else do the Hashav Zaveda. But if you can't, maybe it'll be stolen by the time you get back, it'll be ruined, stepped on, so then Nevada, you're supposed to do Hashav Zaveda. Now, let me just hop around one more halacha. I mean, whatever. Again, so this is a Taz. The Taz says a big chiddush. The Taz says that you should know what we're talking about over here is you didn't do anything yet. You have a choice. Kibbutz, Hashav is Aveda. The father says, do Kibbutz, tough. Don't listen to your father and be Meshav Aveda. But the Taz says, Im hukfar osik b'mitzus Kibbutz, be'ezadav, if you're miller being osik b'kibbutz, ve'irulai Hashav is Aveda, hu pata, you do not return Hashav is Aveda. You keep on being Mekayim mitzus Kibbutz. Why? Mitam kalaisik b'mitzah, pata min ha-mitzah. Because you're being misasik b'mitzah. If you're being misasik in middle, then you're pata min ha-mitzah. He says, and if he is ois, mikom okum, in ma'av kan, if the father's here, the hu m'chiv l'mchoy l'b'noi, he's m'chiv to be mavata, and told the son, no, shivata mi malachta, don't be oisik in me, and rather be yoshev aveda. Oy, yoshev hu ba'atzmi, or the father himself is m'chiv to do the yoshev as aveda. Damina nani Hashem alokechem kucham chayavim b'chvaydi. But if the father doesn't want, ava mekom mokum, ala ben atzmi ein early shum chiv yoshev as aveda, kishu oisik far b'kivinav. Since he's already in middle, oisik b'mitzvah is part of mina mitzvah. Big chiddush of the Taz that this whole halacha is before, but in the middle Yitzchak Bar Mitzvah. The Erech Shai argues with the Taz and says, if the father is here, Bishlam, the father's not here, so, and you're being Oisik, you're building a sukkah, he's not here, he doesn't know that you have Hashav Zaved, and Zaved, Yitzchak Bar Mitzvah, Batam Mitzvah. But if the father's here, he's mechuyev to be Moichel and tell you to go be Shadaved. If he doesn't, so like the Erech Shai Achab, then he's Eino Oisah Maisa Amcha. And you're not mechuyev and kibravim and ainu yisam hazamcha. So the father's here and he doesn't want to be meichel on his covet and allow you to return the aveda. Then he's not yisam hazamcha. And merely no longer you mechuyev and kibravim. And merely then you're supposed to go and be meishav aveda because you're no longer yisam b'mitzvah. You have no mitzvah to keep it up.
Why the father is quiet? He doesn't say anything. Now the child doesn't.
So father's quiet. So he says ta. What should I do? If he sees it, also none of that could be conversed. He should take the initiative. If he sees I have Hashav Zayin in front of me, if he doesn't say I hear, but if he sees, he should tell me, go be Meshav Aveda. Don't be Mavatul. So then maybe, okay. The Mashag argues with the Blaise Tzorchin and the Taz from a different Indian. He says that since that the father is also Mechuyev to be Oisek in the Mitzvah and the Kuchen Kayab in Bechvaydi, could be you don't have the Torah, Oisek in the Mitzvah, Patam in the Mitzvah, because Betim, he's also Mechuyev to do it, Mele, like his mitzvah is tuffel to the mitzvah of Shavuot Aveda. But the mice, that's what the Taz comes out to, Geshmak HaTaz. Alright, Agutovach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.